And welcome to another edition of Animates. I'm Jo Van Cool. We're having a lovely interview with a lady called Christy from Wires, who's going to tell us all about that marvellous animal rescue organisation. Right, lovely to talk to you, Christy, as spokesman for Wires, which everybody's heard of, but what do the letters actually stand for?
So the letters in Wires stand for Wildlife, Information, Rescue and Education Service. So I guess what people probably don't know about us is about 50% of our work is actually with the community, educating people around our amazing native wildlife, working with school kids, and providing just advice, not even, you know, it doesn't have to be physically rescuing an animal, but providing advice to the community about what to do in certain scenarios.
Oh, right, right. And I've often wondered, I've seen the sign Wires and think to myself, I know what it is, but I don't know what the word stands for. Anyway, is it purely voluntary?
The majority of people involved in Wires are volunteers, yes. We have about 30 paid staff in the state, but there's over 2,500 volunteers.
And how many branches are there?
There are 27 branches across New South Wales, yeah. So the rural branches out near Dubbo and up near Coffs Harbour are quite large branches in terms of the area that they cover. In Sydney, we actually have 7 branches, which are small in geographical size, but they actually do a lot of rescues. So generally about 40% of all the rescues we do across New South Wales happens in Sydney. And I guess that just proves that there are a lot more native animals living in urban areas than people may think.
Yeah, I'm sure there are. I mean, I've seen them.
So. Yeah.
And then you see them run over and things and you think, oh, I didn't have any idea. Anyway, that's great. Now, big question for us, anyway, at the radio station, is are there any disabled people working with your organisation?
Yeah, there absolutely are. We have people that are bound to wheelchairs, that have learning disabilities, that require assistance walking and have a range of medical conditions. There are so many different ways to get involved with Wires. Doing the physical rescues is only one way to help, but we have, you know, we need help with fundraising, people that run training or community events, education in schools, which I mentioned before, admin roles, finance, you know, just preparing food for the animals. And, you know, even helping out at Bunnings barbecues, raising money on the weekends, there really is something for everybody of every ability.
Oh, well, that's good. So that's really helpful for us because we have, we're trying to sort of give people information about where disabled people can be offering their wonderful, valuable services. And obviously Wires would be a place.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really rewarding work. And as I said, there are so many different ways to get involved. They don't, if, you know, they're not comfortable handling animals, they don't have to do that. If their skills are, you know, graphic arts, for instance, we always need help with that. If their skills are accounting, you know, we can need that as well. So no matter what they're interested in, there is a niche for them here.
Oh, that sounds marvellous. Question here is, if you are going to be working with animals, do they have to be prepared to deal with any wild animal? I mean, I'm thinking of things like snakes and...
Yeah, I mean, in theory, rescuers only attend situations for animals which they have been trained to handle. However, we always say that they do need to be prepared for anything. We've had calls for little baby skinks and people have showed up and they've been venomous snakes. We've had people go to a rescue that the person thought was a baby possum and it's turned into a bat. Lots of different things. We've had crocodiles show up in people's backyards. So, yeah, it's always interesting.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful. I wouldn't like to deal with a snake, I have to confess.
I love them. You've just got to spend some time with them.
I felt one once and it felt beautiful. But
yeah, they are beautiful animals.
Yeah, it's just a bit scary when you're not used to them. Now, presumably you've really answered my question about what sort of training they get. They obviously do get special training. How long does that take?
Yeah, they absolutely do. So when someone's joining Wires, they don't need any previous training or any experience handling wildlife. You do a basic rescue course at the beginning when you're new, and then Wires offers a range of specialised courses, whether that be for venomous snake handling, wombats, kangaroos, But that's really up to the person's individual wants and, I guess, passions as to what species they want to specialise in.
Yeah, yeah. And who operates on the injured wildlife and who pays for that?
So we work with some amazing vets all around New South Wales and in Sydney as well. They often treat wildlife free of charge for us, and really WISE couldn't exist with sort of out their skills and generosity.
No, well, I can imagine, yeah. Because it's really does require very specialised attention quite often.
Absolutely.
But when they're not really badly injured or anything, do the animals that are found, do they get kept in volunteers' premises or at a central location?
I would love for us to have a big shelter or, you know, a central place. If any listeners have a spare block of land that they want to donate, I'm all ears. But for now, they do go to carers' homes. They open their homes up to take care of these animals. And, you know, some animals we get in, baby bats or baby possums, need to be fed every 4 hours. So they're really committing to 24 hours of care, much like having a human baby. But in saying that, people don't have to care. So I know some people living in the city often live in apartments or rental houses, so they aren't able to have animals, which is absolutely fine. They can go out and do the rescues, help care, but that animal can be housed with a member that has proper facilities.
Yeah, makes sense. Mm. Okay, so what are the most common cases? I suppose in Sydney it must be possums, is it?
Yeah, birds and possums are the most common. So last year, to give you an idea, WISE rescued over 35,000 birds.
Wow.
So the numbers are just enormous. So absolutely, birds and possums are definitely what we get in the most.
Possums, I'm sure. And, of course, people are always trying to move them on, and you can't do that, can you? You really...
No, you can't. So they're a protected species, as are most or all native wildlife. As development happens, we sort of move in and build houses in their homes. So people need to understand that and really need to get in touch if they want advice about wanting to move possums or wanting to move any animals, really.
Yeah, even bush turkeys.
Yeah, bush turkeys, blue-tongued lizards, anything.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the really unusual cases that have come? Can you think of one or two especially unusual cases that have come to your attention?
Oh, a lot. Every day we get some really interesting ones. You know, we get a range of reptiles. We get goannas, monitor lizards, death adders, eastern brown snakes. We had a couple of platypus last week.
Where did they come from?
They came from the Blue Mountains.
Oh, so there are platypuses or platypi, whichever.
Yeah.
they are in the Blue Mountains, close as that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've had an emu that's just out in northwest Sydney that just rocked up on someone's property a couple of weeks ago and became really fond of her husband and now doesn't want to leave. really, really interesting cases.
An infatuation for a human.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, what should a person do or not do if they find an injured or distressed animal?
I guess the most important thing to remember is your own safety. It's always the priority. So ensure that you're not in danger before trying to help an animal, especially if you're by the side of the road. That's really, really important. Another thing to remember is to never approach a raptor or bird of prey, snakes, flying foxes or any large mammals like kangaroos or wallabies. Really needs a trained person to handle them. You can end up hurting yourself or actually hurting the animal. The golden rule to remember if you are able to contain another species safely, golden rule is warm, dark and quiet. So if you can keep the animal warm with a jumper or towel, whatever you have on you, keep it in a dark and quiet place. This will bring down their stress levels and they will have a higher chance of surviving.
But if you're on the side of the road, that would be pretty difficult to do. I suppose all you could do would be to throw something over it?
Yeah, exactly. So anything that covers their face is really important. If you are on the side of the road and you can't actually contain it, anything to cover their eyes so they're in darkness, put something over them so that they're a little bit warm. I always tell people, you know, even if they're not with WISE, just put a box and a towel in the back of your car all the time. Just in case anything happens, you're a little bit prepared and you're sort of not stripping off your clothes to cover an animal up. You've got something ready to go.
Because they become quite, when they're stressed, they can become quite, sticking arms and legs and really in a sort of an aggressive position, which can make it very difficult, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's good to note that we are quite large animals, humans are, and to most other animals, they see us as predators. They're quite scared and they don't understand, as much as I would love them to, they don't understand that we're trying to help them. So they often do become more stressed. And, you know, just like a child when they're having an issue in the pool and they sort of get really stressed and start putting their arms everywhere, animals are much the same. So it is really important. Cover them up, keep them warm, and keep everyone around you quiet, and you'll see them calm straight down. And it keeps them out. It stops them from going into shock.
Yeah, because shock is... Yeah, well, shock can often kill them after the event, can't it?
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely. And with our big mammals, there is something called stress myopathy as well, which actually kills them as well. So kangaroos, for instance, can become so stressed that their body starts to shut down. And, you know, people often, they try and help, they try and do the right thing, just not knowing enough about that animal, and they actually end up killing them, which is just, it's really sad.
Yeah, it's always distressed me greatly when I hear of people trying to do things that really they shouldn't even try to do. So what is the number to call in an emergency situation if you're suddenly aware of a very damaged or injured possum, let's say, on the side of the road? Who do you call?
You can call WIRES. Our number is 13000 WIRES, which is 1300 094 737. You can also report a rescue or ask for advice off a form on our website, www.wires.org.au, and you can always get in contact with us.
Right, that's handy to know.
Yeah.
Now, how does anyone become involved with WIRES or become a member? I mean, there's a big difference, I guess, but to become a member, one can, I imagine.
Yep.
And then you can increase that by saying, I want to be actually physically involved.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can get in contact with us either of those ways that I just previously mentioned, the phone number or also on our website.
Right, thank you very much indeed.
Not
that's wonderful. And I think you've answered all the really most essential questions that need to be asked, so that people have some idea as to how they can become involved and enjoy. To me, it seems such a sort of almost automatic thing for me, because I just love animals.
And
hopefully some of our listeners do too. And you'll increase your membership.
Absolutely. It's such a rewarding thing to be involved in. There are native animals everywhere, no matter where you're living, and you can really make a difference.
And thank you so much. And I hope people will really become members and enjoy all that WIRES has to offer.
I do too. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us. And I will keep you posted about anything that comes our way. I'd love to get in touch with some people who actually keep WIRES animals, particularly people with disabilities. That would be of great interest to us, so that they can let other people with disabilities know what it's like to have a possum in a box in your yard or whatever. Anyway, thank you so much, Christy. That was lovely.
Thank you too. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
And that's all for this program. And this is Jo Van Kool saying, join us again in a fortnight's time for another edition of Animates.